magic, an invisible chain of sound once more circles the planet.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started.
We'll be right back.
first set this week's show began and ended with some killer fuzz guitar with the Standells' Medication, and that was the lead-off track to their Dirty Water LP from 1966, and the Hot Dog Stand and their single Zilch from 1968, with Studebaker John and the Hawk, She's a Rocker, Talking Heads, Psycho Killer, and Roxy Music, Both Ends Burning in between. Now, a quick side note, this is show number 24 of season 6, and that's the first Roxy Music cut I've ever included on a show.
Trying her out.
another Saturday, another Vinyl Garage.
The rules you never told me, never came up with a plan. All the stories that you sold me didn't help me understand. But I had to get it worked out, had nobody who could help. So that in the end it turned out that I had to do it by myself. Life's a game, racks and riches, dogs and bitches hunt for fame. Difficult to know.
Hey, 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 hey I get the same old dream, same time every night. Fall to the ground and I wake up. So I get out of bed, put on my shoes and in my head, thoughts are back to the breakup. These four walls are closing in.
All-time favorite ELO album is Out of the Blue, the double album from 1977. One of their most successful, spawning five singles, selling over a million copies in the U.S. alone. A collector's note, the first printing included a poster and a cutout mobile of the ELO spaceship. Promo copies are on blue vinyl. We heard Night in the City, first cut, side two, album one. First single from Grand Funk Railroad's second self-titled LP, later to be known as the Red Album from 1970, was Mr. Limousine Driver. It just barely squeaked into the top 100 at number 97. Paul McCartney has released 35 LPs in his solo career, many of which have been underwhelming for the most part, but 2013's new LP, his first since 2007, was an exception. The self-titled first single got big airplay and much promotion, but the second single, Queenie Eye, which was as strong as the first, got little radio love. Everyone remembers Peter Frampton because of his huge Frampton Comes Alive LP from 1976, one of the best-selling albums of all time. Everyone's got a copy. But what the record really accomplished, other than making A&M Records a lot of money, was it made us all look back into his catalog of the previous four albums to find out where this guy came from. We knew he was the guitarist for Humble Pie and The Herd, but as a solo artist, he was one of the best kept secrets of the early 70s. We went back to the beginning, the Wind of Change LP from 1972 with It's a Plain Shame. The record featured, among others, Beatle People, Ringo, Klaus Voormann, and Billy Preston. Another fairly famous guitarist set out on a solo career was ex-Argent frontman Russ Ballard. From his 1976 LP, Winning Comes Since You've Been Gone, Ballard's version before what seems like everyone else in rock took a crack at it.
Doomsday! It's a doomsday morning every day. It's a doomsday on every day. that way. What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? Everybody wants a little more than the thing they got. But what you might think it is might really not be that. They could not believe it lay. It always seemed to slip away. What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that?
close the show the way it started, with some killer fuzz guitar and a 45 that's also eligible for the Uber Obscure Record of the Week award. Found on an indie label, the Rampart Street Records from Houston is the Purple Sun with Doomsday. Getting back to what made them the band they are, ZZ Top's 1996 LP, Rhythmine, and the single, What's Up With That? Nice to see them back to their bluesy boogie roots. And from the album that brought us their cover of Friday on My Mind, 1975's Rockin' the World also presents a cover of ELO's Ma 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 Bell, the they being San Francisco band Earthquake. But we're going out with an equally obscure band from 1983, Art in America, and their eponymous cut. A fairly proggy outfit that garnered respectable airplay at the time, but unfortunately faded away. It was their one and only LP. At facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Great.